Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Thomas, Mr. Thomas Petty in the Heartbreakers there, bringing us back. 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. Breaking hearts here on the Small Business Advocate Show. Kathy Perry is our guest, our good friend, longtime brain trust. Remember, KathyPerry.com, Kathy with a K, Perry with a P. Kathy, thanks again for being here. Kathy's our social media expert, and mine too. My corporate works. She helps us in our business. Kathy, what are those wacky dudes and ladies doing over at Facebook these days?
Well, Facebook is, they've got new news. They always are coming out with new things. And they're announcing new product ads on Facebook.
Product ads.
This allows businesses to promote multiple products instead of just one. They can upload their entire product catalog.
Wow. Wow.
And create campaigns.
Wow.
Targeting. You can target certain products to specific audiences.
Is this going to make being on Facebook more annoying to the user?
Oh, probably.
I
still has to come through the news feed.
My
and
first
it has
reaction
to look like a story.
Yeah, my first reaction was, whoa, this could be a great opportunity for small business. But then I got to thinking about using Facebook, and you know what a big Facebook user I am, Kathy.
But
I'm thinking about the user experience, and if somebody can upload their catalog and pay
but
for that,
you can't do it the way you're thinking.
Well, okay, but Facebook still wants those ads, so they're going to be encroaching ads on the news feed, and that's going to change the experience, isn't it?
Well, but here's the difference is they're very, very conscious and very aware of the user experience, and the ad has to fit into the user experience.
So big data, that's the big data part.
Yeah, is make sure that the most relevant products go to the right people.
Right.
So that is a part of, you know, when you're setting up the campaign, if you have a company that has multiple products and they span a large demographic, a large audience segment, then you can schedule things and set things up within the ad manager so that they're delivering them all to the right people, and it fits in. And actually, they pre-released this, obviously, to some big companies to test it, and Target saw a 20% increase in conversion.
Wow.
Yeah, that's big.
That's a home run. That's a grand slam.
Yeah, so they're very excited about this new thing. And again, they're just really going to be watching the user experience because, you know, your ad goes through a review process and you have to tell a story and it has to look like one of your friends said this or wrote this. Otherwise, they reject it or they're not showing it very well.
Right.
You know, you don't get good placement.
It sounds like a lot of mushing together of valid content and ad content. It sounds like a lot of...
Yes.
Sounds like
exactly.
We might be crossing some boundaries a little bit here.
They are. Absolutely.
And how are people going to accept that? How's that going to go over?
You know, it's
how's
it's
that
really
going to play in Peoria?
Still, so many people don't understand that so many of the feed, you know, their news feed is sponsored ads. They still think it's all from their friends.
Wow.
And, you know, so that's... As long as that still happens, I think Facebook will be okay.
See, part of what I talked about in my book, Kathy, was the fact that people don't want to be manipulated anymore. That in the age of the seller, advertisers could manipulate you, and now you're talking about more manipulation, and it seems like it all comes back to that. The advertisers. You know, want to manipulate. And it's going to be interesting to see if people allow that to happen.
Well, and you're going to have fallout as people decide that, gee, I'm getting more ads than I'm getting friends content.
And as there's more pressure on these companies from Wall Street, Kathy, who was the first person on planet Earth to warn people about this?
I'm sure it was you.
You know it was me. I was the first one to start warning. I was warning people about it back in 2007.
Yeah.
Hey, Kathy, good job today. Come back soon.
Thanks, Jim.
Kathy Perry, ladies and gentlemen. KathyPerry.com is her website. I encourage you to go there and check it out. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingham, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.